Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing at all. Why do you ask?
You got a big smile on your face. I feel like, what are you dreaming of, lobsters? Poor little guys.
I am going to eat them.
I know.
Yeah. No, I'm just happy.
Freaking me out.
It's a wonderful Tuesday.
Oh, is it?
Two lobsters and a grinder a day. That seems like
heaven.
Yeah.
You're into it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, man.
We were last night for dinner.
Was that home?
Is at home, yeah. It's been funny because we made some bacon over the weekend so we could have BLTs. And because yum. And my kid was like, hey, you know, we should save this bacon fat. And I'm like, for what? He goes, I don't know. Yeah, it's bacon.
Save the bacon fat.
Yeah. And I said, you know, it's funny because when I was a kid, you did save the bacon fat. Like you would skim it off and it would be sitting in a jar like a coffee can at your house and your mom would cook with it.
She kept using it?
Yeah, you can use it. I mean, it's just like lard, you know, it melts in the pan and stuff. And I said, yeah, my mom would make bacon and we'd have and then she'd cook our eggs in the bacon, in the fat, you know, in like the quarter inch of fat that was still stuck in there. And my kids were like, oh man, really? I'm like, I'm going to do that this week. So last night I made a pound of bacon and I cooked the eggs in it. And it's delicious.
In all the fat.
You cook them in the fat. And then you baste them. You don't even have to flip them. You just tip the pan. You scoop up the fat and you pour it. It's hot and boiling. And you pour it over the tops of the eggs. And it just bastes the top.
Crispy on the edges.
Dude, it's on there. It's so
freaking
good.
That doesn't give you a tummy ache?
Well, it'll probably wind up giving you a heart attack if you do it all the time. But no, we were all fine afterward. But it was funny. Because we talked about that. I'm like, God, we're so not used to this. Like, we'll probably get sick from it. But God, was it so good. It was just so crazy good. Like, so we're eating bacon and eating these basted eggs and toast. And
well,
damn!
Wait a minute. So I've definitely made bacon and then you pour out most of the grease and it's still, there's still the pan and whatever's, you know, didn't pour out. But you're talking about the liquid, actual liquid. You just poured eggs right into that.
I put the eggs right in it and they cooked. And then you tip the pan so you can scoop the hot oil and put it over the tops of the eggs. Basted eggs. It's really good.
And you didn't get sick?
No, I know. Actually, and it was funny too because it was kind of sickening as you're finishing up eating and it's just like the greasiest thing you've ever eaten in your life.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh, we'll probably be feeling
I do that every
this.
Time I cook eggs and bacon, you know?
You'll cook your eggs in afterward?
In all the fat that's secreted from the bacon.
The bacon.
Right. Yeah. Just, it's there. It's already
Yeah, but there's
oil.
A ton of it. So you would think you'd get at least rid of some of that.
Why would you do that?
No,
it's flavor.
Right. You need to
because
cook
it's,
it up.
That doesn't make you sick?
Absolutely not. You see the crap I eat, Ben?
So it probably gives you the gout, though.
Probably. Well, it says red meat and most meats and stuff like that. It doesn't say anything about oil and bacon fat.
We've been doing.
God, what? You need a note?
He needs a note. Someone has to tell him it's not healthy. Usually, when we make bacon at home, like when we do it for BLTs, we put a big cookie sheet down, put a cookie, what are those cooling racks?
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's what they're called, the little mesh cooling rack. Sure. And we lay the bacon on that. So all the fat drips down into the pan. And I guess it doesn't really make the bacon less greasy, but it's not sitting there cooking in its own fat. And, but yeah, it was. So I don't usually do it in the pan. Plus, it's so messy. God, the grease gets everywhere.
This just in.
Yes, Hooman.
Oh,
let's find out. It sounds like we're going to get a nutrition fact from Hooman.
Pork raises uric acid.
Oh.
And pork fat also causes other health problems.
Does it say anything specifically about the gout other than the...
Well,
the uric acid?
Yeah, so...
I said pork meat causes...
Well, you're going to eat the bacon after you cook it, right?
What about the... You said the pork fat causes other stuff. I'm not worried about the other stuff right now. I'm worried about the gout.
Yeah.
So if you just make bacon, but then don't eat the bacon and use the fat to cook your eggs in, I think you're okay.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Because, of course, you are not going to eat that bacon.
My mouth is watering.
This segment's making me want to puke.
It's making me want to eat. I'm going to get into the XXX Tentacion. They're getting a bunch of leads from social media. Surprise. Because you know why? People brag about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People need to say stuff. There is no perfect crime, because if you talk about it on social media, it's a lot less perfect. So Broward County in Florida. This is, in case you missed it, yesterday in Miami, or in that area, this XXX Tentacion guy, who is a rapper, he's had a couple albums, but his big one, he's only 20 years old. His biggest one is this question mark one that came out in March, shot to number one. So they're getting all the help they need just combing through social media. I guess that one major lead is a Facebook post by a rapper from Georgia who posted at 12:56 p.m. on Sunday, XXX Tentacion gonna get shot tomorrow. Which is a pretty solid lead. Another post on Facebook shows a separate crew posing in front of what appears to be a gas station shortly after XXX Tentacion died. The three men appear to be standing in front of a black SUV, similar to the one described as the suspect's vehicle. There's photos, and one of the same men in the gas station picture appears in another photo with a red mask. And social media detectives quickly connected that to the witness description of the shooter wearing a red mask under a purple hoodie. So these pictures are right there. After that photo went public, the men were identified by fans online. One of the guys posted a video saying, "I had nothing to do with this. I'm denying my involvement." It's unclear whether or not he's been contacted by police yet, although I'm sure he'll have to be, right?
Was anyone holding that? Was it Gucci? What kind of bag was it?
Oh, Louis Vuitton. A lot of these were from beforehand, although the one at the gas station sounds like they pulled in there after the fact. Investigators are offering $3,000 in reward for information that leads to an arrest, continuing to follow up on all potential leads, but it looks like social media is where they're getting them all from.
Sad. Super sad.
Oh, it's ridiculously sad. Kid's 20 years old. And not a, I mean.
Well, these other cats, too, they're murderers, but they're also throwing their lives away as well for status of some kind. Because why else would you want people to know you did it?
I can't think of any reason.
The whole thing's pathetic.
Not surprising at all. The music from XXX Tentacion soared on Amazon by 542,000%. Also climbing on iTunes. It looks like, let's see. His album, Question Mark, which dropped in March, saw a whopping 41,000% spike in a matter of hours. His 17 album, which I guess came out in 2017, is up about 9,000%. This is not limited to digital music. CDs and vinyl as well. He holds the number 2 and number 3 spots, with the LP of Question Mark jumping. That's the 500,000% mark, and the CD... let's see, the LP, although I guess if you're selling an actual long play vinyl album, if it sold 5 copies the week before, it wouldn't have to sell all that many to go up by 500,000%. A lot, but that just sounds like such a humongous number. The CD itself is seeing about a 54,000% spike. His sad track from his latest album is currently the number 1 song on iTunes. Let's see. The streaming service Spotify pulled his music following charges filed against him based on the alleged beating of his pregnant girlfriend. And then they reversed course since he was killed in South Florida. They actually did a whole huge feature, an RIP XXX Tentacion banner, featured his playlist at the top of its browser carousel.
Well, I guess they'd put him back on because his record company had said, "We're not going to let you have our other artists if you don't."
Yeah, we need him to also be on here to stream.
But from what I read about the case this morning, I don't know this guy, and I don't know what he was exactly convicted of. But what I read he was accused of is horrible, like choking his pregnant girlfriend is one of the things.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like a prize.
So I don't know. I'm sorry to see anyone get shot like
that. Yeah, it's horrible. The family is saying that was premeditated murder, not a robbery gone wrong. They think the gunmen were out to kill him. Sources close to the family are saying he was targeted for murder, despite the fact that the investigators are saying it appears to be a possible robbery. They believe one of the suspects made off with a Louis Vuitton bag. The family and people close to him are not buying that, and they believe investigators should be looking into who would want him dead. This was not random, says one source. And again, the suspects are two black males, both wearing purple hoodies with long sleeves, and the shooter was allegedly wearing a red mask. That's the guy with the mask right there. This is before or after? Is this one of the after shots or one of the before shots?
Well, it's nighttime, so it must be a different day. Because he was shot in broad daylight.
Right.
And that's the gas station that they have the SUV.
So that is supposedly posted after. I don't know if the picture was taken before him, but that the gas station picture and I guess that other one looked like they were posted after the shooting.
Hmm.
I don't know if they were taken
that
before.
Night.
Yeah. I have an update on the Tommy Lee situation.
Yeah.
Earlier, it was actually yesterday on Father's Day. Tommy Lee had posted a picture with his own dad. And then went on to say, you know, I love my kids, but they're a bunch of a-holes. And then it started a big war, which continued into yesterday. And now it's continued to today. Tommy Lee has posted something today. It says, from Tommy Lee. Rehab for son, $130,000. Party for son's 21st birthday last year, $40,000. Medical bill after son knocks father unconscious and uses alcoholism as scapegoat, $10,000. Son acting like a victim on social media on Father's Day, priceless. The two have been bashing each other publicly for quite a while, but most recently on Father's Day. After Tommy posted a message on Twitter calling his two sons a-holes. In retaliation, Brandon posted a video showing Tommy Lee knocked out cold following their fight. And then he tried to squash the beef. I understand that your feelings must be hurt still about how things went down. But please stop posting all of this on social media, as he continues to post. It's making us all act like kids. Let's just drop it, dude. Instead of dropping it, Tommy listed all the expenses.
Try ignoring everything.
Yeah.
You don't want to do the Britney part? That's probably the best part.
Oh, his fiance?
Mm.
She says, stop it, you guys. Oh, my God. And then Brandon was like, go make him another vodka lemonade. Chop, chop.
Chop.
Hashtag enabler. Quit trying to be the hero. Oh, my God. Hilarious. Other people's pain.
That is horrible. I mean, those.
It is. It's terrible.
They're not going to put that back. You're not going to get over your dad calling you a bleep hole. And you're not going to get over your kid hanging you out the way he has, Ben, whether or not he deserves it. He's the famous guy, Tommy Lee, right?
Yep. Super fun. So one family I'm so glad I'm not in. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. Oh, love. In case you haven't heard this story.
Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. I mean, isn't it?
It's going to happen.
They met a while ago, but then she broke up with Mac Miller and he immediately ditched his girlfriend, Cassie David. He's an SNL guy. And so they've been together about a month. And they got engaged about 2 weeks in. And they say it probably took about a week for them to make the ring, so he was going to propose it one weekend. I mean, he was like, I got to get this girl a ring. And look, she loves him back just as hard. It's this big love. Big love, you guys. Permanent tattoos, a whirlwind engagement.
He's not even trying to play it cool, though. That's the weird part. Like, I get that if you sat there and you dreamt, oh, my God, I want to get
that girl,
insert person, so badly, and then you do, you're probably pretty stoked.
They even moved in together.
Oh, my God.
They've been furniture shopping. And now we're into song naming territory.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh. Ariana has some kind of interlude on her upcoming album, Sweetener, and has decided to name it Pete. Yeah, actually, you know what? On page 21, there's a link to this a supposed musical interlude. One of her followers got in her case for doing it. Like, look, what are you doing, Ariana Grande? She replied, the truth is I've been the F through it, and life's too short to be cryptic and S about something as beautiful as this love I'm in. So Pete it is.
All right. Well.
I want to hear the music that she's named Pete.
Well, let me listen to it first. To
see, in case it has swear words in it.
Just in case, right?
Yeah.
I'll be back.
This is going to be a fun one to watch, though.
Their love affair?
Oh.
All right.
They already moved in together. They have tattoos and furniture. Oh, my God. They got to get a cat or a dog. They got to get a dog.
All right. Well, I'm back, and it says nothing, actually. Here's how it sounds.
Oh.
This is the title.
This is the interlude. Uh-huh. Pete.
Pete. On Ariana's Instagram.
She All right, so it's just a little.
So she just wanted to put his name in her
yep.
record.
Yep.
All right, well.
All right.
I have to admit, I mean, that'd be pretty fun if I were of that age to be hooked up with Ariana Grande.
She's sure.
She is the hot pop star for sure in my mind.
She's so cute and so talented. Oh, my God.
Well, that's what I mean by hot. I don't think she's the hottest looking.
Ah, she's adorable.
She's cute. But she can sing.
Yeah, crank that up. I've been there.
And if I'm just going for pop stars, I want Rihanna to ruin me.
Oh.
Just ruin
me. To murder you.
Just to murder me. I don't want anything left. Just
destroy me.
Just destroy me and split. There you go, this one. Yep, this one.
Oh, never stop loving her, Vinny.
And then go and ow.
Yep. I want to leave. I want to run for my life and just grab a dish or a napkin or whatever on my way out to cover my wiener. It doesn't matter. I'm not even getting my clothes. I'm just going to run for my life.
Oh. Here she comes. She's going to get you.
Yeah.
She's going to throw you down in the driveway. She is murdering you.
I'm her lobster.
She's cracking you open.
Oh.
Get him, Rihanna.
Excellent, Bryn.
Good job. Right. Way to paint a picture.
Thank you very much.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Hooman, you ready for this?
I sure am.
According to Tom Kane, he's an actor involved in the Star Wars franchise. Mm. There's a lot going on. He was Admiral Akbar in The Last Jedi. He's especially known for being the guy they call to voice Yoda when Frank Oz isn't available.
Okay.
So he's done some Yoda lines as well. According to this guy, Tom Kane,
he's the fish guy. He looks like
a
fish.
Admiral Akbar.
Yeah, but you should have said fish face.
Oh. Okay, go ahead. I thought you knew all the people.
Yeah, you're like the official guy.
Nerd alert,
I am,
nerd alert.
But, I mean, some of these characters. I mean, come on, anyway.
Anyway, he says he's not aware of a Yoda movie in development, but he did share that there are as many as 9 films currently in development.
Mm-hmm.
There is, let's see. There's episode 9, right? So that's the third of the Rian Johnson. That's the guy who's directing those ones. The ones with Rey in them. Then there's the Benioff and Weiss movies. Those are the Game of Thrones guys.
Yeah.
And they say they may be doing as many as 3 movies. They may be doing episodes 10, 11, and 12.
Oh.
And then there's a couple new side story films.
What are they?
He doesn't outline all of that, but he's saying that there are 9 films right now in development, which doesn't mean that they're all going to get made, right? I mean, I would think development just means we're sort of trying to see what it would be to put these things together and here's what the story would be, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But how wonderful that for the foreseeable future, there'll always be a new Star Wars coming up. Maybe every Christmas.
It's too much.
Is it?
Might be too much.
Might be. I want to see the Game of Thrones ones. Those guys. I mean, come on.
Do you think they're going to combine Game of Thrones and Star Wars?
Well, that's what I was saying. They got to go to the planet where Westeros is.
Oh.
Like, talk to Queen Daenerys.
Would that be cool or what?
Yeah. Be awesome.
Who would win, a White Walker or a Sith? You know, I'm talking about the White Walker King, the Night King.
Yeah, the Night King. That's a battle I want to see.
Me too.
Rumor has it that Billy Dee Williams might be back to play Lando Calrissian in Episode 9, by the way. No official word. It's just a nerd alert.
He's in surgery getting his face fixed as we speak.
Sure, he's got to get that put back together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
I am going to tell you why marriage
is the best?
Good for you.
All right.
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Here's what's happening. Don't forget, this upcoming weekend is San Francisco Pride, everyone. Starts Saturday at noon, and there are a ton of events happening. I imagine it's all listed at RadioAlice.com.
I imagine you're right.
Oh, that's too bad. I was just about to hit that next note. Never mind, it's okay. World Cup continues today, everyone. Go Poland.
Go Poland. Yeah. Go Poland.
Senegal
go
just Poland. Scored.
Oh, come on!
Literally.
Poland's been getting a bad rap for years.
The second you said, go Poland, the Senegalese just hit the ball into the goal. That second you
and
said it.
And it's been 0-0.
No, 0-0.
I'm so
sorry,
that.
Poland.
So boring.
It's not boring.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Skill.
It's so boring.
It is. It's the best.
Sitting there watching it like, oh, God, I'm getting sleepy.
I like it. I've watched some good games. Mm. I liked Mexico beating Germany. That was fantastic. Mm. I was really surprised that Brazil tied. Brazil. You're Brazil.
Please.
You need me to tell you you're Brazil?
Kick some ass.
Anyway, moving right along. Marriage.
Mm. It's great.
You love it.
I do.
Even if marriage is sometimes more a bed of nails than roses, living into old age with a partner may help you ward off heart disease and stroke, they say. Oh, Hooman?
Wow. Where's Rachel?
Where is Rachel?
Busy, I guess.
What you eating?
Sounds like a banana.
I had a banana.
Yeah.
Did you chew it all?
Well, no. You seem to be with the question at the wrong time.
Well,
you
we
spit
are
it out
on,
into your
you
hand.
Know? I mean, you could
right.
wait till during
got,
commercials.
Like, right, 6 minutes
so
of commercials.
Much time. A sweeping survey of research conducted over the last two decades covering more than 2 million people aged 42 to 77.
Oh.
Somebody's in the window.
But all of us, do you mean?
I thought you were talking about the actual window. I'm like, who? I don't see anybody.
In your window.
That's you, buddy. 43, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The study also examined ethnically varied populations in Europe, North America, the Middle East, and Asia.
And if you were married, you were less likely to have heart disease or a stroke, huh?
Yep.
Oh.
Well, it's hard. 2 million out of a population of 7 billion.
That's a pretty good sample size.
2 million out of 7 billion?
It's good. It's a good size sample. 2 million people. Bill. I mean, you know, you start to spot bill. Trends.
2 million?
Yep. Bill. That's right.
Marriage is an important factor in good health.
Here you go, Hooman. You're all about your health. I
Sounds
guess you got to
like
get married.
They interviewed the 2 mil that had good marriages.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. I love those.
The most effective cure for hiccups, according to doctors, is
scaring you.
No. Well, I
how
guess.
How about the? Is it honey?
Oh.
Spoonful of honey?
Drinking water from the other side of the cup.
How about a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down?
No.
Nope. How about raising your arms?
Oh.
No.
Nope. How about going
coffee?
To sleep?
The most effective cure for hiccups, according to doctors, is... I guess you'd call this a form of prostate exam. It's
what?
Sitting on...
What? What are you sitting on?
a finger.
What?
What?
That cures hiccups,
that's
according
ridiculous.
To doctors.
It does?
Yeah. That sounds like the same
Why?
Place.
Why, because it scares the bleep out of you?
I don't know.
That sounds like...
Can it? Is it... Do you have to do it to yourself, or does someone else have to do it?
Sarah, I have the hiccups.
I got
you.
I got you covered. Yes, I can. Benny, did you bring those gloves?
Let me back up.
How can you say you would need gloves for Uzi?
Someone's butt.
But it's Uzi.
Do you have
I'm
to do
use
that
the gloves?
Do you
okay.
do that
gloves
to yourself, own husband. Or do you get someone to
exactly.
do it for you?
Do you use gloves
wondering.
On your husband?
I don't. He won't let me. I said I would.
Huh?
For what? For hiccups? Does he have bad hiccups?
Yeah. I need to cure the hiccups.
A failed constitutional amendment in 1916.
Oh, that's it? About the butt?
Yeah, is that it about
I read
the
it
butt?
To you. The most effective
that's
cure for hiccups,
good...
according to doctors, is...
What?
I told
medicine
you. I can't
down,
say it repeatedly.
Go down.
It's this.
I guess I just wasn't done talking about it. Sit on go, it, Potsy.
Yeah, that.
Come on, Uzi. Back it up.
All right.
Back it up. I got you. Get the sound of latex gloves snapping on.
Oh,
and some,
God.
And some lube
what are you?
And then me going, ah! Oh.
Oh, my hiccups are cured. Thanks, Sarah.
A failed constitutional amendment in 1916 would have given Americans a vote on whether or not to go to war. And the people who voted yes would be required to enlist. Never
oh.
happened.
Yeah, I can see why.
All right. You want to go to war? You're going. Mm. Just so you know, you're going
to. You want to go to war, you
are going.
Are going to war.
Right.
That's a good one.
Boy, that would have been changed.
A few less wars,
would have
I
changed
guess.
American history for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a good story.
All right.
Some city workers in northern Montana were working near a sewage lagoon last Wednesday.
A sewage lagoon?
It's exactly what it sounds like, too. It's a big pond full of poop. They saw a baby deer that got stuck in it.
Oh. Oh, that's a terrible
place. It was
place
in
to be
waist
stuck.
Deep mud near the shoreline, and it was mud, like the mud. It was sewage mud. It was poop mud. It was.
Yo, I got you.
What
I'm
kind of
fully
mud was it?
Like caca mud.
Caca mud. Its mom couldn't get to it to save it, so the poor little thing was going to die. So one of the workers, a 19-year-old guy named Joe Bauer, trudged about 100 yards through the sewage to get to it and 100 yards back. We have pictures. Well, I don't have them in my hand, but there are pictures online.
What are the
of him holding
do?
The deer while he's covered in black caca mud. Which you can imagine what that smells like.
Yep.
In the end, the fawn was reunited with its mom, and Joe took a shower.
Aww.
The end.
Well, that's,
good
you know,
for Joe.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Absolutely. You can't watch a little baby deer die in the muck.
Right.
Was he wearing gloves?
Did he have the hiccups?
I oh, got the sound.
Oh, now you got the sound.
Yeah, snap those suckers on there. Bet you he was wearing gloves.
Were asked about different tattoo locations and how they might affect your chances of landing a job. And here are the top three spots on your body you probably don't want to have a tattoo.
Can I guess? Your face, your neck, and your hands.
Did he throw the story away? What are you doing?
Because I guess I got it right. Where else could it, every place else you can cover up with your long sleeve shirt? A hiring manager? See, they didn't need to do that survey. I could have saved them money.
No, no, they got to spend our tax dollars on something.
I'm sorry. I mean, doesn't everyone think that?
You couldn't go two out of three. You had to just get every single one of them.
Well, my apologies.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Sheesh.
You said I could guess.
What, you said?
Just guessing.
As stigma lifts, more men are getting plastic surgery.
Oh.
From torso tucks to Botox.
Oh.
Aging executives are trying to fend off their younger rivals by putting more money down for plastic surgery, improving their looks and their job prospects.
I feel like guys don't need it.
I think more guys have it than you realize.
Probably.
Especially here in the Bay Area.
Well, I would think Hollywood, too. Like, I look at Jeff Probst and go, dude, what are you doing? Stop it. Just get old. Jeff.
Well,
come on.
He always, I mean, he's great on Survivor, and I think that, you know, he probably, if he just said, this is my thing, when this is done, I'm done, then that would be fine. But he always has his eye on that talk show or the the other thing.
He's made movies and tried to branch out into all different stuff.
So I think that that's why he's up to that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if he would just accept his Survivor status in life and be like, dude, I'm a multi-millionaire by
Bless you. Thank you. He is worth $40 million.
Yeah. Is that all?
And it says that he earns a salary of $4 million per year.
Yeah.
But he's an he's a producer on that show, too. I'm actually surprised he's not worth more after 20-something years of doing it. Oh. It's a travesty.
He's doing great. I mean, $40 million. Bye, Felicia.
Right.
Anyway, we're talking about everything from minor Botox to breast reductions, liposuction, and tummy tucks.
Dudes are getting breast reductions?
Well.
Like if you get man boobs later in life or something?
I guess so.
Moobs.
Nose jobs, eyelid surgery, liposuction, all of it.
Oh.
Tons of stuff.
Nice. Well, you know, stuff. Whatever. Do whatever makes you feel good, I guess.
Cops in Oklahoma City got a call on Friday around 5:30 about two people doing it under a tree right by a busy intersection.
Oh.
Where are these girls hiding?
Under trees. Yeah, you got to go under trees. Find these girls.
When the cops got there, they found 48-year-old Tony Willis and 42-year-old Verna LeClaire drunk and doing it in full view of all the traffic. They were both arrested for indecent exposure and public intoxication. And it turns out, Vernon had just gotten in trouble for this same thing last October with a different dude.
Oh, she's horny.
She likes to do it. She was arrested for having sex in the late afternoon in a liquor store parking lot with a 21-year-old dude named Kevin Bohannon.
Wow. So, is it that she likes to do it outside? Is she? Are these people paying her?
What?
Like doing her in a parking lot and then doing her under a tree like a
Oh, you're ruining it. I thought she just liked to do it.
They are unfortunate looking.
Oh, they are? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God!
Oh, no. What's the matter?
Awful looking.
Well.
Describe these people. These are the people who just got arrested.
What is wrong with his nose? Is that alcoholism?
Well, it's
Oh, my
quite
God!
Bulbous.
What the?
It's deformed. It's humongous. And there's also what seems like moles. I don't know if those are huge pimples.
It's... Yes, Sarah. They are paying her.
Yeah.
And she looks she got into a knife fight on her own.
Yeah, right on her cheek. Yeah. She got a big slice. But it's, you know, healed over.
Oh, goodness.
My God, those people. Let them have their fun.
Well,
Leave them alone.
You've certainly ruined my story. I thought for sure it was just a lady who liked to have some fun.
Ugh. Well, she does like to help people out. I mean,
he would have to pay her. He'd have
to. Poor guy. He actually has kind eyes.
Does he? Or is he just drunk?
Or not? I mean, I don't know. Mm. Couldn't he have like elephantitis or something?
Yeah.
Doesn't that happen? I mean, that's super unfortunate. Like that dude is disfigured.
Yeah, he is.
And she's just a nice lady trying to help him out. Maybe she can't see that well, or maybe she's just like,
you're a nice lady. Could you kiss him?
Do we have to kiss?
Yuzi, you're a nice lady.
I'm not that nice.
Right.
That's so sad.
Well, that story took a terrible turn.
An ugly turn is right.
I really thought she was just a fun lady. Just like to have fun. I was going to say, people should take after Verna and try to have a little more fun.
Yeah.
Instead, it turns out the whole thing's just ugly from top to bottom. Bummer.
I want to see the 21-year-old that she did a couple months ago.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I want to.
How bad do you think that must be?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Has Bonnie seen Valerian, the City of a Thousand Planets? Rihanna has a very, very sexy dance in there.
Oh.
That Valerian. Movie sucks. She plays a blue octopus, but she does start off her time on the film on the stripper's pole.
With octopus legs?
She's got moves.
No, she becomes an octopus.
Oh, she can
turn into one.
She's a shapeshifter.
Oh, that's so
surreal. 925, I'm laughing so hard at work. Thanks for that. Run, Vinny.
She's gonna kill you.
Vin, why are you so shocked that you can cook and cook eggs in bacon fat? No different than butter. If the quantity is an issue, just drain some. No big deal. Geez, that's the question. I wasn't trying to. I understand people do it, and I have done it. Mm. You use the one pan, but I didn't know you were just pouring your egg, your scrambled egg mix, right into all of it.
It wasn't scrambled. It was, we did sunny side up, and I didn't have to flip them because I left all the oil in, so I could tip the pan and baste them with the hot oil.
Oh, you did fried
eggs.
Yeah,
fried eggs.
Yeah.
So
you thought she meant scrambled eggs?
I thought you just were pouring scrambled eggs into all that bacon
fat
and then having it all mix into one.
Oh, no.
That would give you
a stomach would actually give you, I'm sure.
Well, now you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, now we know. Yeah, no, you just leave. It's the regular egg, like a fried egg. You fry it, and then you baste it with the oil. Not mix the... I totally see what you're getting at.
Is that the 21-year-old?
Yes, it is.
He looks
like
mean.
That he does. He looks angry. She's also doing something weird with her mouth in that picture. Verna.
If I see her name again, I will not do the story.
Oh,
just
I
so you know.
Disagree. You
Banished.
Should be doing it.
No,
I want to see what this
that
girl's
did
got
not
going
go
on.
Our way. I was trying to.
She anyway. Just ruined the picture, huh?
Hey, Sarah, your bacon and eggs brings back memories. My dad did the exact same thing. Man, that was good.
It is good. It's too good, and it's not healthy.
I'll try it that way, though. I didn't know. I really did think you were mixing all that.
Oh, no, no.
Big mouthfuls. No. Of
and you got to turn the heat way down. It's going to cook already in the... I let them cook a little longer, and because you don't want it splattering everywhere. You know how it is when bacon fat's just popping.
Right.
Ow.
408 says, Vin, I'm a straight girl, and even I want Rihanna to ruin me.
Oh. Yeah. She is foxy, no question.
Yeah. I'll read the rest of your texts after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.